Hey, yo, this King Gunner coming to you live and direct. I come to Anchor today, well, tonight rather, at 12:32 a.m. because I want the people to understand that this is another platform for us to actually get what we have to say out there. A lot of people is going to miss this platform. And the reason why, because they're going to think it's corny, they're going to think it's weak. I look at it like this. My goal was to get the drug dealers out of the way. When I say out of the way, not off of negativity, because maybe a lot of them want to come over and start doing something positive also. But more or less, I want them to feel cornered in. I want them to feel boxed in, not by no police, not by no sentencing, but by the things that they, you know, that they give out in the community. Because I remember when I used to sell drugs, I thought I was giving out hope and I was helping people. But honestly, I was destroying my community and I was destroying myself, because not only was I going to be in jail sooner or later because of the drugs, but how about the person that I'm giving the drugs to? How about their children? How about their family members? So that's what begins to end up happening. And, you know, me, I sit around sometime and I contemplate to myself, like, you know, am I the cause of this? Am I the cause of that? And you know what? Behind drugs, I'm a cause of a lot of pain in a lot of people's lives. I'm like one of the wrong reasons. I'm the wrong person to call on and reference any type of good when it comes down to giving our community over 20 years ago. But now I'm doing something positive. The only reason why I'm doing something positive, because I had to catch it myself. I had to allow my heart to open up to understand that drug dealing was wrong, because all my life I was taught that drug dealing was correct. So if drug dealing is correct, then you got to understand, guess what? God is an idiot, because at the end of the day, the stuff that goes along with drug dealing is 100% wrong. But then again, it helps put other, you know, money in other people's pockets. But it's never money that you can keep. I want everybody to understand that the government gets that money back at the long, you know, in the long run, they get it back. You know what I mean? If you think about it, just think about it. Use your head. Majority of the drug dealers, majority of the government, they work hand in hand. There is no more streets anymore than a straight up guy or guy who has some type of honor to his heart. You know, the government have you promote all these legal drugs all these years, and what ends up happening is they snatch it back off the market as being illegal, make it legal. Meanwhile, it's 1,000,001 people that done time behind that drug. I don't understand the psychological sense in that. Please explain it to me, please.